أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. We are still in this chapter that a person, very important that he ponders and meditates in the great creation of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and also that he ponders and meditates that this world is going to come to an end, and the conditions of the akhirat in qabr, what will happen to a person, what the conditions are on the day of qiyamah also, and all the matters of deen, and also with regard to our nafs, we should ponder that our nafs is made of the sand and water of this dunya, and it inclines to dunya all the time. And that brings destruction to a person. When he only wants to satisfy himself, make himself happy as far as this dunya is concerned. And that with all this, the important thing is that istiqamah, that he becomes punctual and regular with his deen, and he practices his deen properly all the time. With regard to that, the one first ayah that we had read, where Allah says that whether you are one or two, on your own, or whether you are in company, think of the creation of Allah, think of the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And that ayah directly refers to the truthfulness, the honesty of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Where a lot of propaganda was made against Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah said, come above this propaganda. Lot of things will be said around you about many people and about many things, but you ponder about it. Don't just go with the sway. Don't just go with the tide. So that is what Allah advised, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, how much of terrible propaganda was made against him, but Allah said, think for yourself, he was born amongst you here in Makkah, he grew up amongst you, you know his character, you yourself, his enemies, you gave him the title of Al-Amin, As-Sadiq, so you know who he was, like that at all times. Think about the matters. Don't just go with what the media is telling us. Don't just go with what people are telling us. Think for yourself a little bit what the reality is. Otherwise, as in Surah Hujurat, Allah Ta'ala says, you will be accusing and you'll be talking evil of people if you just listen to what people say. Without any evidence and without any reality, you will just be talking and thinking bad about people. The second ayat here which we read, which are three parts in the first section of the ayat, the first two parts we have already dealt with, that a person should ponder in the creation of the skies and the earth, the changing of the night and day. And in there are great signs, and these are also for those people who have intelligence. Otherwise, from this we understand, if our intelligence is deficient, we will be passing our days and nights and we'll take no lesson from it. The changing or in the skies we will see, the earth, everything will benefit from it, but we won't take the lessons that we are supposed to take. The second part was that Allah Ta'ala, they say, those people then who remember Allah Ta'ala in all conditions, qiyama, when they are standing, qu'udan, when they are sitting, ala junubihim, when they are lying down, they think of Allah Ta'ala, and they realize the favors of Allah Ta'ala all the time which we are drowned in, and then they make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. The third part of the ayat which we will discuss today, Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and they ponder and meditate in the creation of the skies and the earth. And the important thing here is that they come to the correct conclusion. Non-believers who have got nothing to do, unfortunately, with deen, with Allah Ta'ala, with Akhirat. They also make lot of efforts on all the creation of Allah, but just to benefit from it in this dunya. It is like a person eats food. Allah has given it to eat, and we eat it and we relish and enjoy it. And if we just then take it out in the toilet, then we are just like the non-believers or like animals. But if with that food, the strength we got, we use it for the ibadat of Allah, for the obedience of Allah, then that is the correct thing. The same way Allah has given us our homes. We use our homes, no problem. We stay comfortably in this cold weather, we stay warm in our homes, no problem with that. But if it is just that, and we're only enjoying the comfort of the home, but we are not using it for the ibadat of Allah, there is no namaz in our homes, ladies are not making namaz, no tilawat in our homes, and in fact we are using it for wrong things, no parda in our houses, and we are using it for all other evils and wrong things, then we are just like the non-believers and like the animals. So all this we must come to the correct conclusion and the correct benefit. So this heavens and the skies, non-believers have used it. They are flying in the air also. They are sending rockets in the skies also. They are going down in the oceans with their submarines also. But all that just for the benefit of dunya. They don't use it to recognize Allah. And those who are the ulul albab, the wise, intelligent, the people of iman, they come to this conclusion, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Oh Allah, you have not created this in vain. You have not just created it that we use it for our dunya, for our nafs to enjoy it, and just to satisfy ourselves. But you have created it for us to realize your existence, to realize your qudrat, to realize your kindness, to realize your mercy, and that we connect ourselves with you, and we become obedient to you, and we stay away from your disobedience. They come to that conclusion, and that is the true benefit. Not just to benefit from it for our material and dunya things, but to benefit from it to realize the existence of Allah. And then we don't just by lip service say we believe in Allah, but it's a complete conviction in the heart. And a person can be skinned alive, but his iman doesn't change. He knows Allah is the one. Allah's command is the greatest. He never gives preference to anyone else's command above Allah's command. No atheist, no scientist, no government, no one. Allah is the greatest. Allah's command is the greatest. So this conclusion should come. So this is what Allah is encouraging, that ponder in the creation of Allah and realize who, how great the Creator is. That as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say very beautifully, when we don't see the designs, the woman on the streets, etc. Don't just look at the designer, don't look at the design. Look at the designer, the one who has made how many beautiful sceneries in this world. Realize Allah and become obedient to Allah Ta'ala. So this is a great, great command of Allah. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, destruction to the person who recites this verse and does not ponder over it. That is, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made baddua for that person. Destruction. What clear signs of Allah. And we read it and we don't realize Allah's existence. Allah is not in our minds. Allah is not in our heart. Our dunya is in our mind. Our dunya is in our heart. Our nafs, to satisfy our nafs, that is there. We haven't found Allah. And Allah has made everything around us. Allah has made us ourselves also, our bodies also, that we realize Allah. So we should make that effort to turn to Allah, find Allah. And Allah is so close to us. وَنَحْنَا أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. More closer than our own life. Allah is closer than that to us. And our real mission of life is just one, to find Allah. and how in Allah made himself so close to us, and whole life we didn't find Allah, then we can understand what destruction there is for that person. May Allah guide us to righteousness, and let us use our life for the correct purpose, to find Allah, to make our connection with Allah Ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا